Happiness is your birthright.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Wow, here we are, happiness. I'm claiming it's a birthright. Some people say you have to work for happiness. Happiness doesn't just come to you. I'm going to give you some secrets here today that I think will prove to you that happiness is your birthright, but you have to be willing to claim it. You know, so many people today, it's shocking. They want, I want my boyfriend back. I want my husband to return. I want to start a business. I don't want to work for the man anymore. And it goes on and on and on. But they refuse to put skin in the game. What do I mean by skin in the game? I mean investment in time, in energy, in ingenuity, and in money and resources. It takes skin in the game to get the kind of things that you desire in your life. Look, we believe that you deserve the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. And at Law of Attraction Solutions, we're all about empowering you, helping you take your life to the next level. It's not about just getting things. It's about becoming something. And once you become something, you magnetize all the things that you desire to come toward you. Oh, it's beautiful. You're going to love it. Do you like money? Say, I like money. Say it out loud. Well, unless you're in an office or something. It's okay to like money. It's okay to enjoy the idea of being in love, to have your own business, to be independent, to have a new car, a new home. As a matter of fact, I don't want to work with people that don't desire that. I mean, I'm truthful. If you are just getting by in life, and that's the life that you have chosen to live, there are other coaches out there for you. I'm not the one. I'm just not the one. I mean, I like working with people that are successful because I can help them take their game to the next level in every area of life. Okay, happiness is your birthright. It's not something that just comes to you. Oh, today I'm happy. Tomorrow I'm sad. Happiness is your birthright. Claim your birthright and become a deliberate creator. When you go to the store or the mall and you're looking for a parking spot, claim that parking spot before you get there. Right up front, under that big shady tree, it's yours. Claim it. Now, I'm not telling you to sit there and fret about it. That will attract the opposite. Just claim it, see it, let it go. If you are struggling at work to get a promotion, to get a raise, claim that because it's your birthright. If you've gone through a breakup or your marriage has fallen apart, claim a loving, happy marriage. Claim happiness into your life right now. You don't just sit back and hope for it. I want it. I want it. That doesn't get you a damn thing. Put some skin in the game. Claim it and then take action on it. Claim it and then believe it. Claim it and then do it. Claim it and then let it happen. Claim it because you are a deliberate creator. You are a co-creator with the infinite. You are a co-creator. You work hand in hand. If you've ever seen that picture of Michelangelo's painting of God reaching his finger down, but Adam reaching his finger up and the two of them touching, you have free will. So you can choose to be a non-creator and just let stuff happen to you, or you can choose to be a creator. Your choice.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number two, turn your dreams, you have dreams, into intentions. This is my intention. This is what I expect to manifest. This is what is being created right now in my life. So you have a dream that you turn into an intention. And then you take your intention. See, all the other law of attraction gurus stop here. Oh, just put out your intention. Robert doesn't stop there. Robert says intentions need to turn into goals. Goals. Writing it down. And a goal is not a goal until you have written it down in present tense. I am earning $20,000 each and every month. I am in a loving, committed relationship with the person of my dreams. Now you've created specific goals, and your goals need to have, well, they need to have, they can't be vague. You know, they have to have a deadline. Okay. Setting a goal for happiness is vague. But setting a goal for things, actions, feelings that make you happy are not vague. So rather than say, I am happy, say, I am manifesting a new Mustang, Ford Mustang, in bright red, and I feel incredibly happy driving my new car. Present tense. Now we have something specific, and we can attach the word happiness to it if we want. We don't have to, but some people like to do that. Well, okay, so now you started with your dreams, you went to your intentions turn into goals. Your goals must become action steps. So you go to where you desire to be, and then work backward. What's the last step before you manifest what you desire? What's the step before that? What's the step before that? And you write down action steps. Now, remember, you are not writing this in cement or stone. These steps are likely to change as you begin your journey. But you've got to have action steps. Here's the worst thing you can say. Here is the absolute worst thing you can say if you are a deliberate creator. The worst thing you can say is, I need to think about this. I need to mull this over in my mind. I need to wait on this. Deliberate creators know what they desire. They have such strong desires and pictures in their mind. When you ask them what their goals are, they go boom, 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 boom. They just tell you right off the top of their head. They know exactly what their goals are. You see that with people in graduate school who are going after high-powered degrees. I'm not talking about degrees in basket weaving. I'm talking about medical degrees, science degrees, things of that nature. And what do you see? They know exactly what they're doing, where they're going. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't, you know, roads that turn to the left or to the right on the way, but that's to be expected. That's okay. You're headed in a direction. Dreams, intentions, intentions to goals, goals into action steps. And then next, take inspired action. I call it TIA. TIA. Take inspired action. Here's the difference between action and inspired action. Inspired action is where you just feel that something special inside you, that undefinable or indefinable feeling. It's amazing. You're inspired. Those are the kind of action steps you want to take. You take inspired action. It doesn't mean you don't do the other things in life, but listen to me. If you're washing the dishes after a nice meal, can't that action in itself be inspired? I mean, can't you be filled with all the gratitude of the wonderful meal you had, the person you shared it with? Any action that takes you in the direction of your dreams and your goals, you need to make inspired. And that means you'll do it in different ways. And yes, the crowd will say no. The crowd will say, no, that's not the way to do it. But you do it anyway, because that's your way. And your way is the right way. Set realistic deadlines for your goals. You know, give yourself a realistic amount of time. And guess what? As you begin to achieve these goals ahead of time, or even, you know, maybe you're a little bit off. Maybe you're a month or two late, but it's still within the spectrum, the window of opportunity, the window of the deadline. Without a deadline, there's no sense of urgency. Urgency is good. Write it down. Urgency is good. You have to have a sense of urgency. If you're creating anything, have a sense of urgency about it. Put deadlines so that you have a magnet pulling you to a specific place and time. And then when you get that deadline, then you set the next goal. And you climb up the ladder unto your final destination. Be passionate about the process. If you're going to do something, throw some passion into it. Get excited. Crank up the music. Listen to some music. Dance while you're doing your job, whatever. But get passionate about what you're doing. Master your vibration. These negative thoughts that creep into your head, they are your enemy. Now, I'm not talking about negative thoughts like, don't walk off that cliff, you might fall. I'm talking about a negative thought that says, don't start your business. Don't try to save your relationship. Don't try to go for a raise at work. Those kind of negative thoughts. Cancel that thought. Say it. Cancel that thought. And then replace it with an empowering, optimistic thought that makes you feel good. Just the thought itself makes you feel wonderful. Finally, I get clients from time to time, they go, Robert, I'm doing the work, everything's coming along great, but I'm still feeling kind of down. Well, you're not doing enough gratitude. Well, I do my gratitude journal for 2 minutes every day. Why not give yourself a week where every time you have a spare moment, you fill yourself with gratitude? You can be grateful for the things you're looking at. Grateful for your car. Grateful that you didn't hit a red light on the way to work. I don't know. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Fill yourself with gratitude. The more gratitude you have pouring through you, the more you attract good things into your life, the happier you become. You realize that happiness is your choice. It's your birthright. You deserve it. You claim it. And you live it. Be sure and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com, and be sure and follow us on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, all over the place. Thank you so much. We love you. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.